26. Ashton. I wake up to Saint yanking the covers off me. Saint, I groan, rolling over and giving him my back while he stands next to the bed. I'm tired. He kept me up most of last night. I'm so sore and want to just be lazy today. Not like I have anywhere to go or anything to do. He waited a week after he branded me to even touch me sexually. It was the longest week of my life. I've begged him every day since to fuck me. My mom was right. I've become addicted to sex. To him fucking me into his mattress with his hands wrapped around my neck, it stops my mind from running wild with the what-ifs. When he makes me his good girl, I'm important because I'm his. My purpose is to serve him. His lips touch mine and I'm breathless. His hands touch me and I burn. He ties me up and fucks me like a worthless whore, and then he holds me while I cry. I've never been so high and so low within a matter of seconds in my life. My head hurts just thinking about it.
Get up.
He slaps my tender ass.
We're going out.
I sit up, my heart racing, and I'm instantly awake. Going out? He smiles at me. As in, leaving Carnage? No. I must have heard him wrong. I can't leave here. At least that's what they've been telling me. My brother is still MIA, along with my father. I'm not even sure what happened to my mother's body. No one will tell me anything when I ask. I keep having this reoccurring dream that they burn her body in the middle of the woods, and my father is the one who lights it on fire.
Yep.
He opens his nightstand.
But first we've got to get you ready.
I frown at his choice of words. He grabs my arm, yanking me off the bed, and spins me around to face it.
Bend over, chest on the bed.
He commands. I don't question him. I'm too excited to get out of here. I love being here with him, but I just wish it was our place and under different circumstances. Although I'm grateful he saved me, I don't feel safe here. But thankfully, I haven't had to watch anyone be tortured, and my therapy session this week was like it used to be. I sat there and refused to answer any of her questions about my sex life. I've tried changing my mindset to Saint and I are on vacation in the middle of nowhere, and no one can find us. Stretching my arms out above my head, I lie across the edge of the bed, smelling the clean linen sheets. My brand has healed nicely, and it no longer hurts. Every now and then, I'll move a certain way and be reminded it's there, but for the most part, it's okay. He spreads my legs wide as he stands between them. I jump when I feel his fingers on my pussy. Saint, I'm so sore. I remind him.
I know, sweetheart.
His fingers run along my swollen lips to my ass, smearing what I recognize as lube.
Just relax. Can you do that for me?
Yeah. I breathe, letting out a deep breath.
Good girl.
He praises, pushing a finger into my ass. I moan, my hands gripping the sheets. He thrusts it in and out of me until I'm rocking back and forth on it.
That's it.
His free hand gently rubs my back.
Feels good, doesn't it, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. I moan, my heavy eyes closing. He adds a second finger and I whimper. He doesn't give me time to adjust to them before he enters a third. I cry out, rising on my tiptoes. Saint! I go to stand, but his hand on my back shoves me down, holding me in place.
Almost there, Ash. So close.
I bury my face into the mattress, arching my ass for him, and he removes them just as I think I can't hold my breath anymore. Letting it out, I relax. But it's short-lived, as I feel something hard and cold being pressed into my ass. I cry out once again, and he slides the butt plug in place, filling my ass, and it reminds me of the vow ceremony.
Good girl.
I feel the head of his dick at my pussy. Saint, I need to pee.
You can hold it.
He argues, and tears sting my eyes at the burning sensation of him stretching me. I'm so sensitive. He grabs my arms and brings them behind my back. Pinning them in place, he fucks me into the side of the mattress, hard and fast, his body slamming against mine. I can tell it's about him. I won't get to come.
I can feel the balls from the butt plug in your ass.
He groans.
Fuck, sweetheart.
His knees spread mine wider, and he readjusts my arms into one of his hands while the other grips my hair and shoves me face first into the sheets. I try to breathe, but get nothing. My arms fight his hold, but it does no good. And honestly, I don't want him to stop or let up. I like the fight. My sheer helplessness to his power and strength. I'm a slut for him. The sound of him moaning makes me weak. I clench my soaked pussy and he slams forward, holding his body into mine when I feel his cock throb inside me. After a second, he yanks my head up and I'm gasping for air as my vision goes in and out. He lets go of my arms and they fall to the side when he leans over and kisses my tear-streaked cheek. I tremble when he grabs my arm and pulls me to stand. Turning me to face him, he wraps his hand around my throat, forcing me to arch my neck to look up at him. His green eyes search mine as he speaks.
How do you feel?
Unsatisfied, I answer honestly while my knees shake. A smirk graces his perfect lips before he leans down, pressing them to mine. I open for him, wanting him to devour me. Swallow my fucking soul and make me his servant. Saint is all I have left. In a matter of one night, I lost everyone I've ever loved. Not like any of them ever loved me. Not like Saint does. I regret ever running from him after what I saw him do to that woman here at Carnage. I made a mistake, and he's right. He'd never hurt me. Not like that. Slowing the kiss down, he pulls away and my heavy eyes open to look up at him. His hand lowers from my neck to my chest and he plays with my hard nipples. I press my body into him, moaning and feel his cum leak from my desperate pussy. Please, Saint. I whimper when the pain takes my breath away.
You're going to have to work for that, sweetheart.
He taunts me and I groan. Anything. I say, ready to fall to my knees, and he chuckles at my expense.
I know.
He lets go and pulls away. I want to scream.
Let's get you dressed.
He leaves me standing and goes to his closet. A couple of days ago, he went to my house and grabbed some of my clothes, but honestly, I haven't needed any. I've spent all of my time locked away in his room. After what I saw last time I was here, I don't argue or venture out when he tells me to stay put. I don't trust anyone here other than him, Hayden, and Cashton. Saint returns a second later and helps me into the tight-fitting bodysuit. It's black and has a high neckline with long sleeves. He turns me around and zips it up. I've never worn it because it doesn't have snaps for easy restroom use. And let's face it, when you go out and drink, you need something with easy access.
Go braid your hair.
He slaps my ass.
While I grab a couple more things.
I go to the bathroom, very aware of the plug in my ass and his cum leaking into the bodysuit. He didn't even let me put underwear on. I run a brush through my hair and then pull it to the side and throw a quick braid in it. It's not perfect, but good enough. Once done, I walk back into his room once again. His right hand is down by his side, and he's holding something black and leather in it. I see a buckle and holes punched into the straps.
Come here, sweetheart.
He orders softly. The tenderness in his voice has me shaking with need. I would let this man do anything to me. I trust him with my life. He's saved me. My life hasn't always been the greatest, but now it's shit. I have no one and nothing to live for other than him. Saint is my savior, and I'm his dirty little whore who will obey without thought. Stepping forward, I meet his eyes. He reaches up with his free hand and runs his thumb over my trembling lips.
Open up,
he commands. I part my lips as wide as I can, and he places a gag in my mouth. I know enough about gags to know it's an open mouth ring gag by the feel of the unforgiving leather that rests behind my top and bottom teeth. It pries my mouth wide open, making me whimper. It's a harness type by the straps that frame my nose, going over the top of my head and another under my chin. Clear plastic covers the bottom half of my face and circles my open mouth as he pulls it tightly at the back and buckles it in place. I inhale sharply through my nose and he tightens the second strap under my chin. It squishes my face and I blink rapidly, trying to calm my racing heart.
You're going to wear this while we're out.
My eyes widen in understanding and I shake my head. I can't go out in public like this. What is he thinking? I begin to mumble unintelligible words and reach up to try to pull it free. He grabs my wrists and shoves my hands down.
Don't worry, Ash. No one will see you.
How can he say that? He said we were leaving carnage. Picking up something on the bed, he places it inside my open mouth, and I go to step back, to pull away, but he places a hand on the back of my head to hold me in place.
Breathe through your nose for me, sweetheart,
he says, as I feel the object in my mouth grow larger. Panic grips my chest as I taste rubber. It feels like it's getting bigger by the second, filling my mouth and pinning my tongue down.
You're doing great, Ash,
he assures me, and both of his hands cup my face.
Once we get to where we're going, I'll deflate the gag.
I blink, tears stinging my eyes while I remind myself to breathe through my nose.
You look gorgeous, sweetheart.
He smiles, and I feel butterflies in my stomach. I lean into him, and my eyes grow heavy as I moan around the gag that fills my mouth. I wish it was him.
Such a pretty whore.
He praises me, and I try to swallow the saliva that pools at the back of my throat. The plastic around my mouth already feels slippery from the drool I'm unable to swallow down. The inflatable gag is too big inside my mouth that when I try to push it out of the way, it won't fit through the ring gag that rests behind my teeth. I'm powerless. All I can do is drool all over myself.
Sit down,
he commands, and I fall back onto the side of the bed.
You'll be okay. No one will see you. The gag will obviously keep you from talking.
He smirks, placing my legs into a pair of jeans. Thankfully, I already had a bandage on my brand from last night, so my jeans won't irritate it. Once they're on, he grabs a helmet, and my heart beats wildly as I realize we're going for a ride. My ass clenches the plug that's buried deep inside it. He slides the helmet onto my head and fastens the chin strap in place, locking me in. He looks at me and smiles before he pushes the visor down. The sound of my heavy breathing fills my ears and slobber begins to leak from the corner of my lips. The leather from the straps are shoved into my cheeks and head due to how tight the helmet is.
Let's go, sweetheart. Saint. I get her riding boots and gloves and usher her downstairs. Ashton and I have been staying here since Tyson messaged me about her, but the guys have been staying at the House of Lords. As much as I want them here to have the extra help to protect her, we have to go on as if nothing happened. We have to complete our senior year. Although we never go to classes, we still have to act like nothing has changed. Entering the garage, I see the guys already on their bikes, laughing at one another. They turn to face us, and Cash smirks. Look who's getting out, he says to Ashton and smiles when she has nothing to say. She didn't need to be gagged for this ride, but I have a plan for her, and I bet her cunt is dripping wet right now. And I don't just mean from my cum. Ashton is the type of woman you've got to have an imagination with. She doesn't like missionary or a quickie in the morning. She enjoys the foreplay, the degradation, the praise. You've got to surprise her, keep her on her toes. She needs to be dominated. I like that she lets me do whatever I want with her. I have an endless number of ideas on how to get her worked up and begging to be fucked. I grab my helmet, fasten it, and straddle the bike. I pull up the kickstand and look over my shoulder. Cashton and Hayden are putting their helmets on and getting ready to go. She places her hand on my shoulder and taps it twice. It's her silent request if I'm ready for her to get on, so I nod. She hops on the bike and I swear I hear her moan in my ear. All of our helmets have earpieces in them so we can hear each other, even the one I put on her. I turn the bike on and feel her bend over, leaning onto my back, placing her hands on the black tank. I imagine her ass clenching the plug and her mouth drooling. Fuck, I'm so goddamn hard right now. Let's roll. I call out into the helmet and put it in gear, revving the engine. Cashton pulls out first, then Hayden. I follow. Once we're out of the garage, they slow down to let me take the lead. Just in case something were to happen to us, I want them behind me so they can see it. They know to get her first. We take off down the road, and a whimper fills my ears, making me chuckle. Feel good, sweet cheeks? Cashton asks, and Hayden laughs when she doesn't respond. I reach back, placing my hand on her thigh and giving it a little squeeze. She adjusts her body on my back, and I know she's pushing her ass back just like she did when she rode my thigh that night in her room. She wants to feel the vibration of the bike on her cunt. Her tits press into my back, and I hear a sharp intake of breath. Fuck, Ash. You about to come on that bike? Hayden asks. She sniffs, and I know her nose has started to run. I want her mind occupied with the possibilities of what I'm going to do to her. No matter what she can come up with, it won't even come close. She's not going to respond to you guys. I finally speak, and I feel her tense against me. She pissed at you? Cash asks. No, she's gagged, I answer. Their laughter fills my ears. If you wanted to suck on something, all you had to do was tell me, Hayden jokes. You know I'm always willing to let you drool on my cock, baby girl.